to
swim.
And if you don't know how to swim and you get in the water, you might
drown.
And you say, yesterday somebody
drowned.
And when they pulled him out, he had already
drowned.
And he'd say, have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And if you bought something, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and he what it up?
Wrote it up.
For, like, for meat that he...
Oh, you mean wrapped it up?
Okay,
oh.
When I got home, I...
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you had paid $3 for, you'd be selling it...
at a loss.
And if you like something but don't have enough money for it, you'd say, I like it, but
it's too expensive.
Or it's what, too much?
Costs too much.
And on the first of the month, your bill is...
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
dues.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and...
borrow.
And you say, back in the 30s, money was...
scarce.
And some places, if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little extra. They call that...
lagniappe.
Do they do that now?
Not very often.
What sort of things would they give you for lagniappe?
Well, I always thought of lagniappe as being one, kind of like a baker's dozen. You know, they give you one extra.
Of whatever you
want. Yeah.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And you'd say, with your eyes, you...
see.
And I, what are outside? A few minutes ago,
I saw her.
Okay.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And you say, we have...
seen.
And... you'd say, she walked up to the altar and she...
got married.
And she what down?
Oh, kneeled down.
And if you're tired, you might say, I think I'll go to the sofa and...
lie down.
And you say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just, what, bed? He just...
stayed in bed.
Or he... talking about lying in bed.
Lay in bed.
Hmm?
Lay in bed.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you...
stopped.
And if you want to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull it.
And the other way would be
push it.
And if a friend of yours needed to go to the doctor and didn't have a car, you'd say, well, I'll be glad to
take you.
Do you ever say carry?
No.
How does that sound?
That sounds a little country, I guess.
You tell a child, now that stove is very hot, so
don't touch it.
Okay. And if you had a sack of groceries and you didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and...
carried it.
Anything else you'd say besides carry?
Yeah.
What if it's something that was real heavy and hard to carry? You'd say you...
lugged it.
Okay. Do you have to have your arms around it to lug it, or can you be sort of dragging it?
No, I think that would be more like dragging it.
Did you ever say coat?
Yeah, I suppose so.
How would you use that?
I toted. Didn't sound like... I don't know. I've heard... I know what it means. I know what the context of it is. I wouldn't use it very often, but I know what it means.
Mm-hmm. And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go...
get a hammer.
And say if we were planning to meet somewhere, I'd say, well, if I get there first, I'll...
call you?
Or I'll wait.
I'll wait for you.
And if you're about to punish a child, you might ask you not to punish him, just give him one more
chance.
And someone is always smiling and always sees a funny side and things. He's got a good sense of
humor.
And you say, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of them.
And say a child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody
stole it.
And what different kinds of music do people listen to?
Let's see, jazz, rock and roll, classical, show music.
Any slang names for those?